Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started.
What's going on, guys? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen. Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Crypto with yours truly. First off, we are going to start off this episode with a little thanks to our 2023 CoinStack sponsors. First one up, CoinStack Partners helps crypto Web3 companies raise funds from crypto venture capital firms, family offices for Series C, A, B, and C rounds of $150 million. The firm has relationships and access to all of the top crypto venture firms across North America, Asia, and Europe. To discuss venture capital fundraising services for your company, please review the deck and schedule a free consultation. Next up, we have Connect Financial, empowers people and businesses to do more with their digital assets, their flagship crypto cards. Allow users to enjoy their crypto spending power without selling their digital assets while earning rewards on everyday purchases. Learn more at connect.financial. Next, Viridius DAO, V-I-R-I-D-I-U-S, is a decentralized autonomous organization, DAO, or DAO, building a modern community-driven carbon credit registry that solves the massive problem of transparent carbon credit verification. Learn more at viridius.io. WeMeta is the Bloomberg for Web3 and the Metaverse, combining on-chain data, social data, and news data from many sources to a single dashboard and API source, designed for Web3 investors, app builders, and brands. Learn more at WeMetaLabs.com. InvestDeFi bridges TradFi regulatory and risk management with CeFi's liquidity and DeFi innovation. InvestDeFi has a deep expertise in quantitative trading, digital assets, technology, AI risk management, derivatives, global equities, regulatory compliance, and investment banking. Learn more at investdefi.com. Time for your weekly crypto fundraisers and deals. The Easy Company, a social wallet, raises $14.2 million led by Lobby Capital. MSafe, Aptos-based wallet, raised $5 million led by Jump Crypto. Jumbo, a DEX on Near, raises $3.5 million led by Pantera. Calveria, a play-to-earn project, raises $2.5 million in initial coin offering. And 1DeFi, a fiat ramp platform, raises $1 million. Crypto news recap, the top five stories. Gemini, head Winklevoss escalates DCG spat, demand removal of Silbert. On Tuesday, Gemini president Cameron Winklevoss demanded the removal of Digital Currency Group CEO Barry Silbert in an open letter. DCG called the letter a desperate and unconstructive publicity stunt. Number two, Barry Silbert defends DCG in response to Gemini's Winklevoss. Barry Silbert laid out a rebuke of accusations made by Gemini president Cameron Winklevoss in an open letter, but surprisingly makes no mention of the fact that DCG/Genesis owes Gemini earned over $900 million and isn't paying up. Number three, Gemini terminates Genesis loans, officially ends earning the EARN program. Gemini told clients in an email today that it is terminating customer loan agreements with Genesis Global Capital as it winds down its EARN program. Number four, Three Arrows Capital founder subpoenaed by Tweet. Three Arrows Capital founder Kyle Davies and Suzu were served subpoenas using the frequently used Twitter accounts. The usual tactic comes after liquidators struggle to reach their leaders of the defunct crypto hedge fund. Robinhood shares worth nearly $500 million seized in FTX case. The U.S. Department of Justice has seized more than 55 million shares of Robinhood, Hood stock owned, via a holding company by Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX co-founder Gary Wang, according to a court document. Tweet of the week, Charles Gasparano. Prosecutors are telling lawyers connected to SBF fraud investigation case is so sprawling that it can exhaust resources of the Southern District since it includes potential bribery, campaign contribution violations, market manipulation on top of theft and fraud. Key stats of the week, 70% of invested venture capital into crypto sector in November and December went to CeFi and infrastructure companies. Tron has essentially built its business as a low-cost chain to transfer Tether. Between November and December last year, 23% of total deployed capital went towards infrastructure, which increased 42% this year. Solana daily activity wallets, 3 times pre-FTX levels. And 2022, 49% of VC dollars went towards DeFi scaling solutions in all L1s last year. Dart of the week, DCG letter to shareholders. Barry Silbert, I've been reflecting quite a bit about the past year, the state of the industry, and where things go from here. Here's an update to address those reflections, other developments, and some speculation about DCG Co. Happy New Year. I've been reflecting quite a bit recently about the past year, the state of the industry, and where things go from here. I'm incredibly proud of the role that DCG and I have played as pioneers and builders over the past decade. We've invested in over 200 companies that have developed and shaped the industry. We've helped build the first publicly quoted Bitcoin fund and the largest asset manager in the space. The most influential media crypto platform, Bitcoin Mining Pool, leading crypto prime broker, and a dominant crypto wallet exchange in the emerging markets. DCG has also backed a group of emerging fund managers, crypto protocols, and cutting-edge blockchain projects. I have fond memories of the early days of our industry working hard to help educate and fighting in the trenches with fellow entrepreneurs and investors to gain legitimacy. Speaking to small audiences, being snickered at and dismissed was, I found, empowering and motivating. This past year has been the most difficult of my life. Bad actors have blown up, have wreaked havoc on the industry with ripple effects extending far and wide. Although DCG, our subsidiaries, and many of our portfolio companies are not immune to the effects of the present turmoil, it has been challenging to have my integrity and good intentions questioned after spending a decade pouring into everything, into this company and space with an unrelenting focus on doing things the right way. DCG is committed to remaining at the forefront as we strive to build a better financial system. As the new years unfold and we are hunkering down with our lean and mean mindset, we are making meaningful changes to position the firm for long-term success. The industry has a lot of hard work to do, reestablish its credibility and reputation, which has been all but destroyed by a wave of unprecedented fraud and criminal behavior. This is going to be challenging here for all of us, but I remain optimistic. To my peers in the trenches, now is the time to collaborate, cheer each other's success, and collectively take our industry to the next level. Let's all grow together, treat others with respect, and get back to having fun and making a dent in the universe. I can assure you that DCG is certainly committed to doing so. Please refer to my full statement and Q&A. Hacks from top crypto reports, Mazari, the rumors of Solana's death have been greatly exaggerated. That and more can be seen in the full edition of our newsletter by heading on over to coinsack.substack.com. Till next time, guys. Peace.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening to the CoinStack podcast, where we are tracking the most important blockchain stories of the 2020s, including a decentralized internet and the creation of a new, open, global monetary system that works for everyone. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Please share it with your friends. Please join our free newsletter at coinstack.substack.com. And also check out our Telegram group, where you can chat with others and learn even more about crypto. You can go to t.me/thecoinstack or just type in CoinStack into Telegram to find us. Thanks so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.